Blog Talk Radio.
Church, preach. Amen. It's your boy, G-God, the governor. Live and direct, man. Keeping the game in check, man. In the proper perspective. You dig? Hey, man. We got a live topic today, man. You know, so we got Pimps and Lookie live on church radio. We also got a hot topic, snitching. What qualifies snitching and ratting? We also talking about government reform. We might as well talk about it since this is out in the air, because this is one of the conversations that we're going to talk about it. And then, you know, real niggas really ain't like talking about shit like this. But guess what? Since it's in the air, we're going to put it out there. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be a subject today. We're also going to be playing some real live music, man. We need to get that Silky Slim, man, cleaned in the whistle for real, for real. Man, and he also got his new album out, mixed album, man. So, look, man, y'all. if you got that little cheddar to spend, man, over there and fuck with my nigga Silky Slim and get his album, man. You know what I mean? Go to his Instagram. I'm pretty sure he got the information on IG on how you need to get with him. You know what I mean? So, if not, y'all hold on, I'll get it for you. Also, Paris Lie got a new mixed album out too. He did. So, hold on, I'm going to get the information for y'all, man. Mr. Silky Slim on. On Instagram, Mr. Silky Slim, you dig, and you got the album out. You also get a free whistle. Mr. Silky Slim, cash me out. You know what I'm saying? So it looked like go on his Instagram, probably DM him. Get at him. That's how I mean. Let's just be for real. We independent artists, man. We ain't trying to go get our motherfucking money away. But do all this work, sweating and shit in the studio, man, and then give up 80% to a record label. Shit don't make no motherfucking sense, man. It's for real. So go support Mr. Silky Slim. Cash Me Out album. Get you a free whistle. Just for purchasing that album, man. Promo. It's a real nice promo, man. I'm looking for Paris Live page, man. He got his album out too. Can't find his album, man. I mean, can't find his page for some reason, but I'll probably have it for you understand. But definitely, man, y'all go check out the two brothers, man. They down. They, you know, investing their money, do something positive. You dig what I'm saying? So make sure y'all definitely go check them out. Hey, man, you know, like I said, the topic today, man, hey, man, is snitching what qualifies it. We're going to get snooking. We're going to have a nice little interview with snooking. We're playing the game, man. This is what they want to do, man. They're going to bring me out, man. So I'm going to be out fucking with y'all on this church radio. I ain't going to do it every day, but we're going to try to get it in as much as possible. So tag your friends in, share the post. You know what I mean? Let them know, man, I'm the host with the most, man. You know, kicking them off from the game, for real, for real. You know, don't go nowhere. It's my man, Fly Guy Local. I'm all right. I'll be back, church.
Let's get it.
TBG.
What the street been waiting for, man? It's just a warning on this. Ain't even my tape. Just let you niggas know I'm coming.
No days off, shorty on his grandma. This shit too easy, I can do it with my ass closed. Just bought a bezel and that bitch is be on Shammo. So I be ballin' like it's Katie at the land. Oh yeah, these niggas better not disrespect. Let they wanna hear the fucking sound of this fucking tape. Brrrr, 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 brrrr. You know I'm wildin' with my set. I be running through that jungle, sittin' them lions at your neck. And my whole team be gorillas, we don't need no fucking vet. If a nigga sneak, this team we gon' put his ass in check. When I shoot, I never miss, so pussy better wear a vest. You either ran or you die, nothing more, nothing less. About to take over the game, so it's motherfuck the rest. Put my demon on this beat, they say I rap like I'm possessed. About to call my nigga Diddy, put these tats all on my top. And my daddy said, kill him, kill him, so I got him. That's my nigga Nate, you talking money, then I'm ran. Seem like, yeah, tell me shot, we got these pussy niggas tied. They claim they bout that life, but all them pussy niggas land. I'm a boss nigga, I'm alright.
Alright.
Long as my babies eat, then I'm alright. Long as my family good, then I'm alright. Long as that slab packed, then I'm alright. Long as the trunk shot, then I'm alright.
Alright.
Long as my niggas good, then I'm alright. Cause I love that more than anything.
Bitches, family over everything.
Fuck the world with a bloody condom. The only thing I got, my boss word in my fucking Bible. So Lord forgive me if I ever have to clap a rifle. I'm coming for that title. They told me I wasn't gonna be shit, but I'm my nigga's idol. And we coming, I swear to God that we coming. We building it all from nothing. Turn nothing into something. Turn something to a million. Turn a million to a hundred. Make them boys see so they stomach when I slide through. Hoes waiting land like a drive through. Niggas think they taking over. Look right behind you. Bottles in the air. All my niggas celebrating. They be like, why you celebrating, nigga? Cause I'm separating. I'm letting real from the fake. And the friends from the snake. Put my niggas to a time. Took their case and he ain't break. Nigga, we gon' make it out the hood no matter what it takes. Load my 30 clip with balls and shoot until my fingers ache. Squat. Long as my squad right, then I'm alright. Long as my babies eat, then I'm alright. Long as my family good, then I'm alright. Long as that slab packed, then I'm alright. Long as the trunk shot, then I'm alright. Long as my niggas good, then I'm alright. Cause I love that more than anything.
Bitches, family over everything.
I've been alright.
Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine, selling cocaine.
Yeah, bitch, I'm bragging. Yeah, bitch, I'm bragging. Hit me a lick, boy. Now I'm about to cash out. Cooking at my trap house. A1 Perico. That's it for dishonor, and I'm sticking to the Chico. Lord, please forgive me, but I think I hear the devil. Dope boy dreaming, I'ma be rich forever. Down for whatever dollar signs in my vision. If there's money to be made, I'm about my motherfucking business. Whip it up, straight. Drop in the pot. I'm coming down, balling with it. Dope boy guap. You're fucking with the boss. I'm a full-blooded savage. Live from the kitchen. This is dope boy magic.
Cocaine coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine coming down candy. Selling cocaine coming down candy. Selling cocaine coming down candy. Selling cocaine. Selling cocaine. Selling cocaine.
Money on my mind, I'm all till I fall. Money to be made, then I'ma make it all. Same shit, different day, just another episode. I'm in the streets like the lines in the middle of the road. Got a kilo in the trunk, pistol on my side. I got money all day and fuck a bitch till she died. Death before dishonor, I was raised in the streets. I'm from the home of the killers and the motherfucking G's. He who laughs first, never laughs last. Get your pump in your mouth, blow your guts out your ass. This the winner's circle, where legends are made. When I die, put me where they shot JFK.
Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine, selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine. Selling cocaine,
get it.
DBG. 2018.
What the street been waiting for, man? It's just a warning, man. This ain't even my take. Just let you niggas know I'm coming.
No days off, shorty on his grandma. This shit too easy, I can do it with my ass closed.
So
just bought a bezel and that bitch.
Church, freaks, ain't that man, my fuck, man. Somebody just sent me a link. And this shit here crazy, man. You know, I be trying not to pay that little guy too much attention, but I don't know, man. I'm just going to put it out there and let y'all know. The dude, Rayon Payne, y'all know who I'm talking about. He claimed he beat his appeal and shit, but they just went and did some type of movement on his, you know, I'm going to throw some money in some shit and check some shit out. But all of his links on his Wikipedia are fake. All of his court documents where the link's supposed to be, the only thing he got up there, he's showing is the appeal. And the appeal is basically showing that it's sustained, that his appeal was denied. That's up there because that's real court document. But it's denied. All his other court documents, the links are actually blank. They go to his old server. So basically what he did was tricked Wikipedia, because you know when you put stuff in Wikipedia they want links for verification. By him owning his own server, he was able to make he can make a website, say anything, .gov, Florida, .state, court, this, do whatever. And by him using his own server, he gives them the links. They're only going to his server anyway. But by him not owning the server and not paying for the server anymore due to financial difficulties, it caused the links to go out. I mean, and most people don't click on those links anyway. Most people just actually read the Wikipedia and they believe that's in there and they leave. And the links are there to actually give you proof of what's actually there. So that way somebody can't say, oh, I did this. So Wikipedia says, well, we need links. We need verification documentation to send it in. So basically what he's done is he found a way to manipulate them because by him owning his own server. So everybody out there going to his Wikipedia thinking he's some genius that done beat the government, no, it's not true. That ain't what happened. He actually manipulated the government. He's actually manipulating Wikipedia. You know what I mean? So That's for all y'all out there that think that this man is Superman, especially them dudes that on this radio show with him. All y'all that think he's Superman, those links are fake. They go to his Wikipedia. If I was an asshole, I could have it shut down right now. But I don't really care about that much. You know? I just want him to explain my case the proper way, okay? Not tell people that I'm a snitch. It's disrespectful. Y'all see what it is. Let's do it. Holler at the hurdles, just high in what they feelin'.
got a few dudes, they ain't feeling like he would. We'll see what happens when my dudes let them bullets. Show up in your grill, no shirt like booty. I'm top bitch, just to get it how I live. Cause that is sacrifice, really all I got to give. Just make mama looking for me to do something real big. Go make mama, I got to play your boy about to get it.
Snitch. You know, I've been in the streets a long time. You know, You always hear niggas say, niggas a rat, niggas a snitch. Nigga didn't see that. You know, and I hear it so much when people use the word so freely. When they use it back in the days when nigga called you a snitch or a rat, it's very rare that you ever hear that word. Why? Because it was a serious word. And niggas knew to put that on somebody that it's death. I mean, that's just plain out simple. I mean, and I can talk straight out about this because everybody knows it. I mean, everybody know that if a person rat, a person has a chance on getting his life taken away. I mean, that's just the rules of the streets. So when people put that type of stigma on a person, you have to actually ask yourself, what constitutes this person to be able to carry that type of tag? Because just as well as if a nigga wants the tag to be a pimp, he's going to have to go through some shit. If you want the tag to be a gangster, you're going to have to go through some shit. And if you want the tag to be a rat or a snitch, you're going to have to go through some shit. Now, we do understand that everybody might go through some shit to be qualified a pimp. But he might not went through it, might went through certain situations, but not the same situations. Similar, but not the same. But they both trying to aim to get the name to be a certified pimp. Even a gangster. Some gangsters might go through, he done killed six niggas. This nigga done beat six niggas with baseball bats. So they both of them did some violent acts, which got them the title of gangster. Now, when you say that a person is a snitch or a rat, you have to understand what builds a person to that level to be able to carry that type of stigma. Now, this is why I put it out there for people to be able to call in to actually join in on the conversation, because I'm going to give you my opinion what a rat and what a snitch is, and even what a fucking informant is. I'm going to give you my opinion. Me, I feel like to give a person the rat or a snitch name, I believe you have to evaluate that person's crime, the person's crime, because his time don't mean shit. You got to know who was with him, who was his co-conspirator, what went on in the case, and what was agreed upon, okay? And I'm saying that to say because I have seen certain cases to where two people both went in and they say, hey, we're going to blame each other. Then by the time the court documents hit the street, they say, well, who snitched on whatchamacallit? What? For real? But nobody knows the agreement was for them to snitch on each other. Okay? I've seen incidents where some dudes, and this is in my hometown, Chicago. I mean, it's a public case anyway, so I can talk about it. It's like on the west side. Guy got hit. He didn't want everybody to take the hit with him because he knew that they was getting him. And he knew he was gone. So he told everybody, hey, go ahead. Tell on me. They got me. I'm gone. But everybody in the hood going to say they some snitches. So, but although they told, they can't get the proper tag of being a snitch because of the way they went about it. It was authorized. So can't nobody, how did you earn it? You didn't earn this if somebody gave it to you. I'm like, yeah, you didn't earn it. You have to earn a title. Don't let nobody just put no title on, nigga. You make that motherfucker earn a title. You ain't going to let no nigga walk up to you, let them slap two baby mamas and kick their son in his ass and tell you he a killer. No, nigga. You got to earn that title of being a killer around me. So if you're going to use that title, a person has to earn that title. Every title has to be earned. There ain't a title out here that can just be given until it's earned. So when you say a person's snitching, you have to understand, did these two people jump in a car together to commit a crime, which caused, and they got caught, and then this person said, we're not going to tell, and they told. Did you witness a crime and go tell? Did you Did you have an understanding and knowledge of a crime and wasn't told? See, these are the things that people have to look at when you say snitching. You don't give a motherfucker no tag if me and you, I pull up to your car, I mean pull up to your house, and I say, hey man, come ride with me to the bank. You jump in the car and we roll into the bank. I pull up in front of the bank and I tell you, man, I don't even feel like driving. Want to drive, man? And he say, yeah. And he jump in the passenger seat and I mean driver's seat, and I walk in the bank and rob the goddamn bank and come out jumping the car and tell him to pull off. And then he pull off. We ran down the motherfucking street. Police get on us, pull us over and say, everybody laying down, y'all robbed the bank. And the man said, nah, I didn't. I ain't robbed no bank. I ain't did nothing. That's down in the, that's not snitching. Because he was unaware of a crime. Snitching is you are aware of this crime, and you're partaking of this crime, you know about this crime, and you tell him. You can't put nobody in a crime that they are unaware that there's a crime going on. And then when they tell the truth, you say he snitched. No, you tried to trick him. You tried to manipulate him into getting some jail time. And he wasn't willing to go for it. Now, when you see a person that tries to put a snitch tag on somebody that hasn't earned a snitch tag, that person really supposed to be dealt with as if he's a snitch. Because you're dealing with lies. And for a person to use that type of terminology in the streets today is dangerous. This is why I never even tried to put myself in situations to where I had to rap or snitch on somebody. Because those are situations that a person don't want to put himself in. You don't even want to put yourself in a situation where you got somebody ratting and snitching on you. Vice versa. So when people say that a person is snitching, y'all real street men have to make sure they earn that name. Because if you can respect somebody giving somebody the title snitch without that person doing full investigation on that man's crime or transcripts or anything, the man is really out of order and out of line. Hold on. You know, and this is why I don't respect, you know, the little shorty, because what he wants to do is paint a picture of something that's not there. In order to be a snitch in a crime, is you, if somebody put you in a crime, is if you agreed. If you agreed to do a crime with somebody, and y'all go get caught, and you tell, you're a fucking rat. If you did not agree with somebody to go do a fucking crime, and if it's 10 bricks in the car, and a nigga pick me up, and we ride, and the police pull us over, and they say, and they find those bricks. Now, if they say there's any drugs in the car, of course I'm not going to say anything. But if they find those bricks, dude's going to own up to his bricks. And if he don't, I'm going to tell them not my bricks. They're not mine. And just like people think real niggas only got a one table, one-way table. Oh. You ain't supposed to say nothing. Listen, my nigga, real niggas got a two-way table. If you a real nigga, you will stand up for your charges and tell these motherfuckers that they yours. Just as well, if I'm a real nigga, I ain't supposed to say nothing if we accepted to go on a crime together. But what niggas want to do is, this is how weak niggas find a way out of they bullshit when they get caught. Oh, rah-rah snitch. Rah rah wasn't up with your bullshit. And you tried to get him involved with your bullshit. Get the fuck out of here. See, when you become a boss, a lot of situations is going to come in front of you. And you have to think rationally. And you have to think in order. You can't think all around the board. You can't think wild. You have to be able to take things in. So when people bring me situations and say, oh, well, gee, man, we was in the trap house, police kicked the door in, man. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't tell them that it wasn't my shit. Mm-hmm. So they locked both of us up. What you tell them? I told him it wasn't mine, it was his. Mm-hmm. He just, yeah, man, he snitched. Nah, He didn't snitch. You didn't take your motherfucking charges, nigga. That's what's wrong with you niggas. You niggas don't want to stick up to your motherfucking dirt. So a lot of cases where niggas be talking about a nigga snitching, there ain't no motherfucking snitching. Niggas need to start standing up for their fucking dirt when they doing dirt around their homies and they get pinched. See, I'm a real nigga. When I was 17 years old, I got caught with dope on me. The nigga in the back seat took his dope and threw it in the car and got my nigga that was driving pinched with it. I left. I kept my own shit. I ain't finna get in all this. Hold my own motherfucking weight. But half of these niggas, they don't want to hold their weight. They got their partners with them, and they get busted, and they expect their partner to go down with them. Don't say nothing. We go to court. We can both be. That's bullshit. They're going to put the charges on both of you motherfuckers. That's what they going to do. But the old game is they run on the legit and the dumb of them. Oh, we need to quit and throw it away. No. When we get to court, you're going to have to put that on me, and I'm going to have to put it on you. But some bullshit is definitely going to go down. Don't go nowhere, man. We'll be right back. Mannequins.
I be dressing like the South of France. We ain't just like I'm dumb or dead.
You want a cash supported? I'm talking to donate to employment.
Oh. How I'm level in the blue note. $100 bill talking blue notes.
I rock designer like mannequins. I put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I fuck on your hoes, she so managed. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important. I rock designer like mannequins. Put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I fuck on your hoes, she so managed. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important.
Been going through the struggle a long time. How about that whip with that Uzi? Ooh, I be looking important. 200K is important. I'm thugging, don't need your employment. And I splash sauce on some 10 toes. Talking money, baby, that's the combo. And I spill sauce on your silicone. Pop me your Addy and I love it. I'm popping them pills and I love it. And I carry K, I'm the boogeyman. First party aid, I'm the trigger man. Catch you where you stay, at your granny house. Put a grenade in your granny mouth. I be looking like I'm South of France. Win 80s like I'm Dapper Dan. How I'm ever in the blue note. $100 bill talking blue notes. We in it, bitch, get it poppin'. The reason your bitch pee-pop. Selling pussy from a minivan. Pink furs talking killer cam. If I front you something, yeah, you owe me. Don't give a lovely fuck, bitch, I'm petty.
I'm rocking designer like mannequins. I put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I fuck on your hoes, she so managed. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important. I'm rocking designer like mannequins. I put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I'm fucking your hoes, she so managed. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important.
Who the baddest bitch? I'm a finder. I'm a winder down the end of zone. I'm a red bottom and a cunner. And turn around and tell her I don't want her. Money counter, love my money counter. Hit the block and I apply pressure. 25 lighters on the dresser.
25 lighters on the dresser.
I done went and got a pet leopard. Mac a yellow bitch named Stella. Put my niggas on, put my nigga on. I just wanna see him doing better. Holla at my brother from a letter. Told him I'm finna shock the world. Told him I'm finna blast off. But that little nigga rap your ass off. I was thinking moving crack or salt. I was thinking jet like my pop. Had to rearrange my mind frame. Waited patience till my time came. Now I pull up to something sweet. Push button start, don't need a key. Started from a shooter to a boss. Vow to never ever take a loss.
I'm rocking designer like mannequins. I put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I fuck on your hoes, she so managed. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important. I'm rocking designer like mannequins. I put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I fuck on your hoes, she so managed. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important.
Do your thing. Sit back, relax, and step out on the scene and get ready to go out there super clean, baby. You got your whip, your bitch, you just doing your thing, you know what I mean? Having fun, living life, the splash way, you know? Lay back, your money, taking your time and doing it safely. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Life,
all
these
of my
bitches.
Money,
you know, fuck these bitches, man. You know, ain't money but a bunch of motherfucking dirty dick liquors anyway.
Church, preach, ain't it, man? Y'all live on church radio. This your boy, G-Gud, the governor, man. We chopping it up, man, about snitching, what qualifies snitching. Man, I'll give y'all my point of view of it, man. We got some callers here. I'm going to go down the line, see if they want to say something. If not, we'll go to the next caller. If the callers is calling me in just to listen from the line, that's cool, too. But I'm going to go down the line, man, for those. Church, preach, who is this?
Man, it's your boy, Big D, man.
Big Diesel, church, what's going on, Jack?
Yeah, man.
You been waiting to pump it up,
man. What's
going on,
baby?
Yeah, man, just staying at it, man. Like, charismatic, man. You want to go?
Yeah, man.
I seen you on here listening for a minute, man. You heard what I was saying, right?
Right on.
Was you hearing what I was saying?
Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah, what's your opinion, man? You tell me. Give me your opinion, man. What constitutes, because like I was saying, man, when you give a person that the snitch name, what we talking about is people earning names. So if you say a nigga a killer, he has to earn that name. If you say a nigga a drug dealer, he has to earn that name. If you say a nigga a rapper, he has to earn that name. Just like if you say a nigga a snitch, he has to earn that name. What
nigga
got to
earn that
name? Huh?
Man, nigga, he got to earn that name, and he got to live up to it, you know? Shit, if he did,
he did.
You gotta earn
it
and live up to it. You know what I'm saying? You label. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But what constitutes you? Because you in the hood every day. What would you stamp a nigga a snitch? What real quick? So we gonna go down the line to the callers to see which one got their opinion. What would you constitute a snitch right now?
If a nigga snitching, man, you know what I'm saying? That shit ain't right. A nigga labeled, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, if you a rat,
right.
You a rat, man.
Right.
Yeah, this
right.
Is you.
Right.
Real talk,
okay.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, don't go nowhere. We're going to go to the next caller and get the next opinion. Hold on. Church, you live. You live on air. You hear me? You on. 316, you on. Church, you live on the air. 7426, you live. Okay, I guess he want to listen to right here. 8012, you live. 8012, you live.
Hey, what's going on, girl?
Ain't nothing much, man.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Checking in, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And then we got a great topic.
Oh, yeah, I know. You know what I mean? I wasn't online when you was talking on the radio, but I seen the live footage, you know what I mean?
Right,
and
right.
My opinion is this right here, man. Check this here out, man. Snitching, telling, working for the feds and shit like that. And I'm going to put motherfuckers' names out there. You know what I mean? Because these niggas are certified rats. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Alpo, it did a whole bunch of killing. You know what I mean? And told on a whole
right.
bunch of motherfuckers to get his time reduction. And now he out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Nicky Barnes, all them type of motherfuckers, them rats, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sammy the Bull,
right.
motherfuckers like that, man. You know? Ain't no real
mm-hmm.
ain't no real nigga gonna do no telling, man. You know what I mean?
No.
So I thought I was gonna say this here, man. And I'm hoping this cat listening. Cat is putting all this out here, putting all it out there, you know what I mean? He will get a certified pumpkin head, man, when he get caught, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On some real shit,
right.
man.
Right. Hey, look.
No
hey,
doubt.
Hey, look. For y'all don't know, man, that's a real OG calling in, man. For y'all that's just here on the line, man. And I can certify that, man. He was a real OG. Cali, he be on the West Coast in Cali right here in Dallas, man. He like me, he locked in, you know, city to city. So he's a, but it's real talk, man. You know, and it's like I was saying, you know, when you put that type of stigma on the person and say that a person is a rat or a snitch, you have to, the person has to earn that name. You're not gonna come to me and tell me you no killer and you ain't earned the name to be a killer. You're not gonna tell me you're a drug dealer and you ain't earned that name, or a pimp or a player or a hustler. You have to earn these names. And when you label a person a snitch, although what he's trying to do is create that type of atmosphere, you have to make sure a person earn that. And believe me, a motherfucker on the internet cannot release enough documents to say that Gov is a snitch or an informant. Why? Because I haven't earned that name on the streets. You have to earn that name on the streets. You feel what I'm saying? Not from the internet. The internet is only the internet. It's not real. You feel what I'm saying? When you say that a person is a snitch, they must earn that name. If they do not earn that name, you cannot give them that name. You understand what I'm saying? And then how you earn, just like when a nigga say he a pimp, you can't earn a pimp title over the internet. All P's know that. Oh, he's from the internet. You can't earn a whole title from the internet. You gotta hit the concrete. You can't even earn a gangster title from the internet. The streets gotta give you these titles. They have to label you this. And the streets label you through the years. Yeah.
Hey, check this here out, homie. You certified 100, man. You know what I mean? You always will be, man. You and the fam, man. You and president, man. The whole family, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. we had to have this topic today because it was already in the air. I don't even really like to have any type of conversation about that topic because it's in the air. Right. We're going to put it on the church radio. This would be something that would be archived and people will be able to go listen to and hear for the rest of their motherfucking life. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And,
you know,
and
like
this is a topic. And I'm glad real
right,
niggas like
you
calling me in from different cities in different states because this is different opinions from across the globe. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm a hush on this one, man. Check this out, man. Like your boy Pimp C say, man. May God rest his soul, man. A lot of these niggas is in the comics, man. You know what I mean? A lot of these niggas is comedians, man. On some real shit, my nigga. They play that role, but they really ain't about that, man. On some real shit, man. And when niggas bring it to them, man, they get to calling the laws, hiding out, and all type of shit, man. They ain't gonna do nothing, man.
Straight. Right. 90% of them. 90% of them, man, for real. Hey, man. Hey, look, I ain't gonna hold y'all all the way up because we're going to jump into the next caller because there's a bunch of callers online. But, man, I appreciate you calling in. If you want to stay online and listen to the rest of the show, but you know, I got you tapped and you're ready.
Okay, I will, fam.
For sure. Church, you live on the air. 81-48.
Church, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
You live on this minute. Oh, man, just some more of it, man. We tried to see if Snooki was going to call in today. It's 12:41, and he got 15 minutes on the phone. We're just waiting on this call. What's going on? I see this caller.
Oh, shit. I was just calling in, you know, just tapping in. Because I know you've been having them issues with Kiko, and I wanted to let you know the fugazi-ass shit he had did when I was in Atlantic City cross country with one of my pimp friends, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, hold on. You said some shit that he did? That Kiko?
Yeah.
What he had did?
I mean, shit, I was in Atlantic City. And my P partner had got a bitch from him, you know what I'm saying? I don't consider him no P, but I guess the bitch was paying him, and my partner got up under him for the bitch, and he started stalking the hoe everywhere we was going and shit, you know?
Ooh.
Flagging her ass, sent the police into my room, into our room. Police sent the police in our room looking for somebody who stole a car. Man, a lot of fuck shit, you know what I'm saying? I had to call in and just let you know about it.
Hold on, Hold on, Carly. Y'all live on church radio, just to let y'all know. Y'all live on church radio. This is a caller calling in. And live, man. And I was just, I just want to, you know, kind of refresh the moment, man. But could you repeat that again, man, if you don't mind?
I mean, church, I was in AC, and my nigga had knocked Kiko for a bitch. And he was stalking the hoe because he got knocked for the bitch. He sent the police into our room, flagged the whole ass, recorded conversations of Trix calling the bitch trying to get her to agree to GFE and all type of fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? I had a problem in Virginia, and my game had got caught on the in call, or no, it wasn't an in call, an out call, and shit, I got slapped too. In VA. Yeah.
Wow. You know what's so crazy? I seen some shit on the internet that had some connections with that dude with Virginia, man. And now you telling me that that's cold. Wow.
And it wasn't the regular police. It wasn't the regular police. It was the alphabet. You know what I'm saying? And shit, they was acting like they kind of already knew what was going on. And I know it had something to do with the Kiko dude because I seen him in the vicinity. You know what I'm saying? Now that I've been seeing his picture all over the internet, he was right around when that shit had happened. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Now, I've been trying to tell everybody. I've been trying to warn everybody about this dude. And nobody want to pay me no attention, man. And I'm glad you stepping forward, man. Whoever you is, man, I appreciate you stepping forward for real, because there's a lot of people that's kind of, they know what's going on and they're kind of scared. But that's why I went live on Facebook, because I knew that if I went live, it would cause it to get out and for people to be able to call in and get in contact with me, man. But you're not the only one that them had an incident with this dude in Virginia.
Infiltrating the game. Using Rebel the P's, infiltrating the game. Dick riders commenting on this site thinking, I don't know, they're going to get some type of juice or something, when the main nowhere near is in that secret society we call the ism. Never. P hater. You know what I'm saying? Whatever he say, is not he's not a reputable source.
Man, do you know that I just got sent a video, and it's showing how all his links on his Wikipedia is fake. That they went, the link that he used to verify his Wikipedia was going to his own server. Now that he's not paying his server no more, those links are going to a dead server and it's revealing the name of the server. But he tricked Wikipedia to make it look like he beat his appeal when he really didn't beat his appeal. None of those documents that he gave Wikipedia is real. None of them. They're all fake. Yeah. None of them is going to anything right now. Somebody can report his Wikipedia right now and have it taken down because the links are fake.
Shit, I'm gonna have to check it out. That probably mean he is an informant, or he a paid informant, or he's a real police officer.
But you know what I'm saying? You said he was flagging out sites, and then he had the police come and get y'all out the room, and he was over there.
Shit, in Virginia, I seen him in the vicinity, but in Atlantic City, he wasn't there. He sent the police in my room like somebody had stole a car or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And shit, now that I'm seeing his picture all over the internet, you know what I'm saying? I realized that he was in the vicinity.
Wow.
When that shit had went down in VA, when I got caught up and the bitch had got caught on the alcohol, you know what I'm saying? Thank God it ain't go no further than what it went, because I said, I want a lawyer. You dig?
So he was trying to get you knocked off, basically.
Definitely.
And you know what's so crazy? The reason why I know this is what you're seeing, I got a couple of other dudes with the same exact story as you, but they do not want to come out. They scared literally. One of them is in jail right now facing human trafficking charges behind him. This is some shit that this dude's been doing for a long time that's just now coming out. It's crazy because when he came at me, I knew something was funny then. But that's why I was, I'm
I might, what I'm doing might be crazy, but I'm a bulldog. If I was a pit bull, I would try to fight a lion. I would try to fight a fucking train, a train coming towards me. I would barge at it. That's how much of a bulldog I am, and I know I am. But I knew that this situation took a bulldog to expose. Now, I don't know what's going to happen after what's going on. I'm glad all of this is coming out, and I'm glad all this is on live radio. So if anything happens, look, you know, we all we try to do is live our life. Whatever he got going on, you know, when I noticed he was so adamant of saying people was rats and snitches, normally when they do that, that's called putting up a mirror in front of yourself. That way the person, the reflection, you can't see them, they'll see themselves. And you don't want people to see, look at him. So he throw mirrors around himself and call everybody else snitches. He don't want people to look at him. But, man, it's crazy, man. I appreciate you calling me, man, and calling me into the show, man. Y'all live on church radio, man. I didn't get the fork when he first, but listen, I wish I would have, but hey, man, guess what? I got enough for y'all to be able to understand dealing with this person, what y'all are dealing with. You know, those other dudes that's around him, y'all might not realize what y'all assisted. Y'all might not realize it. I don't know. Maybe this is chess. It's a chessboard. Y'all are pawns. Definitely, but you're definitely not in the seat he's sitting in. Y'all better wake up, man. Wake up, man. Man, my show went from snitching and what qualifies snitching to getting some hellfire information on some shit that some confirmation information that I was already kind of thinking, man. You ain't gonna get it nowhere else, man. Y'all live on church radio, man. I'll be right back, church.
You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act a fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool. On the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act a fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool, on the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga.
Let me wipe my mouth, I got some real-life shit I'm about to preach about. You fake-ass niggas, y'all playing with the game. You new breed track stars, y'all ass is lame. Let me give y'all a double dose of the game. Some meat tenderizer, let it soak in the brain. At 27, a half a meal on the whips. Ice rocked up, we don't invest in them chips. Big boy nigga, you ain't chunky like this. Heavyweight or sucky, see the rocks in the wrist. Sumo, well let me buy your whole family and donate your body part to humane anatomy. Fuckin' with the glove, I'll remove your whole canopy. Leave your body opposite, no need for an autopsy. So get your cool straight before I act a fool, nigga. Come at you straight when I use the tool, nigga.
Cool on you, nigga. On the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act a fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool, on the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act a fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool,
yeah.
On the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool.
Somebody check my temperature, I'm hot as hell. For real, my nigga, I'm just feeling myself. A hood representing true pinball swagged out. No pin tagging, we salute when we all out. G-Gov the governor, president and Prince Fang. Undisputed incorporated, he is so big game. A-Town dollar bill, K-Roley fam too. We all on the mission, let's make it do what it damn do. Laying you a damn fool for making me lose my damn cool. I'm trying to stay cordial, but I'm dealing with a damn fool. Wrapped up in his own mind, feeling he gon' take mine. Fuck it while you at it, he a nigga.
You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool. And you gon' make me look cool on you niggas. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act a fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool, on the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act a fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool, on the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga.
Church, preach, ain't it, man? Y'all live on Church Radio. This your boy, G-Gud, the governor. Man, that was a cold. That's a hell of a call in. I guess that was meant for me to go live. Man, please, if y'all hear this motherfucker, man, if any of y'all had any dealings with dude, you know, the Keto boy, man, hey, man, call in. Tell us a story, man. You could be anonymous. We don't care. Hey, man, we just want to get it out there so everybody know what's going on in this situation, man, for real. I don't want to be the only one left in the dark. This is the end of Church Radio. Love, peace, man. I'm glad everybody tuned in. I'll be here tomorrow.